Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
My personal history doesn't lie. The facts don't lie. The numbers don't lie. It's why I just had a realization a couple of minutes ago that I am a major fraud in one area. Now, these are going to tie together, okay? Bear with me for just one second. I just saw that Happy Gilmore 2 set a new record for Netflix. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original movie.
Wow, I'm not shocked.
Me neither. 46.7 million views over 3 days.
I was one of them.
I was one of them also, man. Mm-hmm. And I've been complaining for a couple of days now how I just absolutely really like Adam Sandler as a person, but just feel like he has ripped me off over the years because his movies just aren't funny. I do not like, or his recent movies are just not funny, and I do not like them.
All right, so let's weigh in here. Not to take away from Adam Sandler and his many talents and also the nostalgia factor of Happy Gilmore, but is this movie so successful because of Adam Sandler or because of Taylor Swift?
Oh, because Travis has got a
Taylor posted
it?
About it, told everybody to watch it.
I don't think that, I mean, you can't deny her power.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that anybody was like, hey, I'm going to watch it because Taylor reminded me that it's coming on. Or maybe they did.
So to give some credit to Adam Sandler, the guy Taylor dated before Travis Kelce was also in a lot of fairly large movies, maybe not as big as like Adam Sandler movies, but he was in that one like Mary Queen of Scots movie that Margot Robbie and Saoirse Ronan was in. And Taylor posted about those movies too. And it's safe to say, I don't think those broke any records. So
yeah. Okay.
I think maybe it's a mix of both. It's a movie that people actually wanted to watch. And then when someone like Taylor Swift endorses it, it's kind of the perfect combination of like, yeah, I'll turn it on.
I think you nailed it yesterday. And I think this is what I'm seeing a lot. This is why I got sucked into it also, because the first one was really good. And it plays on nostalgia. So you knew it wasn't going to be great going in. It wasn't going to win an Academy Award, right? But it played onto your nostalgia. And his movies, I think now, are like an old shirt, T-shirt that you have. It doesn't look great, right? It doesn't fit entirely wonderfully or anything like that. Some people might make fun of you because it has a hole here, a hole there. But it's comfortable and it's what you know. So you watch. So you give it another try. Now, none of this has been, I saw all this coming. I told you the other day, I was assured that by the end of the week, this would be the number one movie in America, and it was. This next statistic doesn't surprise me either. It only has a 70% rating on Rotten Tomatoes right
That's
now.
Actually pretty high.
That's not that bad.
Well, I mean, when you're really talking about classics, you're talking about 80, 90. His other movies are 80, 90%.
Well, those
right?
are classics. This right. is new.
Uh-huh.
61% with critics, but who cares about critics? So
critics don't make you money.
Here is my realization this morning. Dude, and here's the analogy I have, and it's kind of, bear with me for a second. Do you know that every now and then in your community or a community, there is somebody that is so like, quote unquote, like anti-gay, and they're so loud about it and they're so passionate about it, and you can't figure out why until months later you find out that they are in a gay relationship and their hatred is really a hatred for themselves, not for gay people, right?
Internalized homophobia.
Yes.
Are you saying that you have internalized Adam Sandler phobia?
No. What I am saying is, as I'm looking through his credits this morning, and it's not even close, I have seen more Adam Sandler movies than I have any other actor. I don't dislike Adam Sandler movies. I really like Adam Sandler movies.
Uh-huh.
I must, because I am going through the list here and I wasn't even through all of it. And at last count, I was at 16 Adam Sandler movies. You don't dislike somebody's art
yeah.
and see it 16 different times. I must like Adam Sandler.
Or you have this really weird love-hate relationship going on, because if you've seen 16 movies and you sit here and you know, while you appreciate him as a person, you do not appreciate him as an actor, and you think his recent movies have sucked.
Yes.
Then at movie 5, you would have vowed never to watch an Adam Sandler movie again. At movie 11, you would have vowed to never watch. At movie 15, yeah. you would have said, I'm never watching. But no, here you are continuing to eat up all the Adam Sandler movies.
I think I'm like a Chicago Cubs fan that takes pride, or used to take pride, in their team sucking each and every year. That's like, they didn't win World Series for like 75 years. And there was something in being a Chicago Cubs fan where that agony was part of your personality. Until they won a World Series and messed it all up. I think I'm kind of like that. But let's do this together, okay? Because can you think of another artist that you have seen 10 times, 12 times, 15 of their movies?
And you don't like them?
Period.
Or you don't like the movies?
Period. Is there an actor that you have seen in movies 15 yes. times?
Tom Cruise,
okay.
For me, it's Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, okay. There are a lot of... He's polarizing. He's very polarizing. Let's go through some of these. All right. You're so not invited to the bat mitzvah. Did you guys see that?
I did see that movie.
You no. did see that movie.
It was good. Okay.
I did not. Hustle. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, that was great.
I thought it was really good. Serious role. Very good. Hubie Halloween.
No.
Hayden and I tried to watch that movie. We got through 10 minutes of it, but we tried it. Okay.
I haven't even heard of some of these films. You must really like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I know. I really do. Uncut Gems. Really great movie.
Uh-huh.
Really, you haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's great.
I just know that Julia Fox or whoever's in it.
again, a serious role. Really good. Kevin Can Wait.
No. No.
I saw some of it. Sandy Wexler.
Nope.
I saw it.
Are you making up titles? Are these real movies?
They're real.
Real. These are all real. The Ridiculous Six.
No.
I watched it.
I haven't heard of half of these.
The ones you haven't heard of are all those Netflix movies he's made.
Gotcha.
He signed that big deal with
this
them.
Is not a Netflix one. This was a big one. Pixels. Did you see that?
Nope.
I did.
I saw that.
I saw it.
I didn't think it was bad.
I saw it with my kids.
Oh, that was cute. But the difference is, Bert rails on Adam Sandler all the time, yet he has seen all of these movies.
That was a terrible movie, Pixels. It was an awful movie. The Cobbler.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it.
This can't be real.
Right? I swear that you haven't heard these, or that I've seen so many.
I haven't heard of any of these films.
I think you're a masochist.
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, I think I've seen that one, mm-hmm. yeah.
Peak Performance.
I saw it. That's My Boy.
No.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
That's him and Andy Samberg.
But I watched it.
Yeah, of course you did, because you're apparently a massive Adam Sandler fan.
Yep. Jack and Jill?
Nope. No.
That movie looks horrible.
It is terrible, and I know that because I watched it.
I've seen maybe 30 seconds of it. It looks like bottom of the list.
I think you have an Adam Sandler addiction.
I might. Funny People. Did you guys ever see that?
Nope. I haven't even heard of it.
That was a good movie.
It was a great movie. And he's in a serious role. I've seen it. Let's see. Click. You guys see Click?
That is a deceivingly heartbreaking film.
That was a great movie.
It was. And you know how I know it was a heartbreaking film?
Because you watched it.
Because I saw it. Spanglish.
Nope. No.
Yep. I seen it.
That's hot.
50 First Dates?
Yeah, I've seen parts of
that
it.
One's a good one.
I don't think I've watched it.
That's
with
a good
Drew
one.
Barrymore?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think
it's a cute one.
You know what? I would recommend that one. It's a good one. Mr. Deeds?
No.
I have not.
That was good. That was Winona Ryder's big comeback.
I know what you're watching this weekend. Mr. Deeds.
Little Nicky.
No.
I saw 10 minutes of that and it was awful.
That should be your punishment.
It was
whenever
terrible.
Whenever you lose a bet, because he uses that voice all the time.
The Wedding Singer.
No. Yes.
You never saw it?
No, I've never seen it.
That is
That's
classic.
That's because Abby's too young. Now you're getting back into like my nostalgia, like Gen X era.
1998 now. Waterboy.
Yes, absolutely.
Saw it. Bulletproof. Saw it. No. Happy Gilmore. Saw it. Yep. Billy Madison. Saw it.
Yep.
I love Adam Sandler.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.